بسم الله، إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness, we seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds, the things that we do. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala fil Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, as he is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Wa qala Allahu azza wa jal, يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبات منهما رجالا كثيرا والنساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and that was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. Wa qala Allahu ta'ala, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. Yuslih lakum a'mal lakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. Wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulahu faqad faza fawza nadima amma ba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he further advises us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the mindfulness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak the truth. It may be that he will forgive you your sins and correct for you your deeds. And whomsoever obeys Allah and his messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all with another day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us all to be Muslim. And I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we go back to meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder that all of us we've heard before. It's a reminder that all of us we've heard before. But wallahi, if I was to stand on this minbar and give the same khutbah week after week after week, wallahi, we would all benefit from it. Because it's something that many of us we do. And that's, we don't guard our tongues. We don't guard our tongues. We use our tongues to say whatever we want without thinking about the consequences, without thinking about what's going to happen when we're standing in front of Allah and He asks us about the things that came out of our mouths. So brothers and sisters, this is a refresher reminder for us to guard our tongues. Before we open our mouths to say anything, let's think about the consequences of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the ayah that I already recited, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, fear Almighty Allah, and speak a straightforward word. Make sure that what comes out of your mouth is a good word. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would often begin his reminders to the people by reciting this very same ayat, and that's why the imams, they recite this ayat today. Reminding the people, reminding us, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, and always speak the truth. Speak a straightforward word. Speak a word that's going to benefit you, and don't speak a word that's going to harm you. Brothers and sisters, Imam Muslim has related that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fayakul hayran aw liyasmut. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hadith that all of us know. He said, whosoever believes in Allah and believes in the last day, let him say what is good, or else let him keep quiet. Keep silent. If we don't have something good to say, brothers and sisters, wallahi, it's better that we don't say anything.
Keep it to yourself. Brothers and sisters, we need to reflect that our tongues, they are a dangerous weapon. Our tongues, they are a dangerous weapon. Our tongues, because we let them loose, they destroy our good deeds. Our tongues, because we let them loose, they destroy relationships between the brothers and sisters. Our tongues, because we let them loose, they hurt people. Maybe many times it's our own family. Many times they're the first ones we hurt with our tongues. By letting loose and saying whatever we want to say. Brothers and sisters, our tongues, they destroy people. And the reality is, the first person that our tongues destroy, the first person that our tongues destroy is ourselves. Is ourselves. We're only hurting ourselves, brothers and sisters. Can somebody please cut the AC on? It's getting warm in here. Somebody could cut the AC on, please. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us about the reality of our situation in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us and He says, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِدِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَأْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily, every one of you, you have guardians assigned to you. Every one of you, every one of us, we have guardians assigned to us. And these are the kind and honorable scribes. These are the angels that record everything that we say. Everything that we do. They're recording it. And Allah says, and they know everything that you do. So Allah is reminding us, brothers and sisters, there's nothing that comes out of our mouths except it's recorded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Allah says, not a word does He utter, meaning us, not a word do we say, except that there's a recorder right there ready to write it down. This is all He's waiting for us to do something, for us to say something, and He writes it down. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this same recorder that was with us in this dunya, this same angel that was with us, He's going to come forward on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and He's going to say, هَذَا مَا لَدَيْ يَأْتِينَ Oh Allah, here is His record ready. Oh Allah, here's what I recorded from Him. Brothers and sisters, how much of our words are going to be against us on Yawm al-Qiyamah? How many of the words that come out of our mouths day in and day out when we're talking about the people, when we're bad-mouthing the people, when we're spreading gossip, when we're lying to the people, how many of those words are going to count against us on Yawm al-Qiyamah? So brothers and sisters, we need to watch what comes out of our mouths. And again, this is nothing new. And all of us, we know this, unless you just became Muslim. All of us, we know this. But how many of us, we're watching what comes out of our mouths? Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, a famous alim from the past, he said, every gulp of air, every breath of air that comes out of your mouth for something other than the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to turn to regret for you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Every breath that comes out of our mouths, and it's not for the sake of Allah, we're not saying something for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it's going to be a source of regret for us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Brothers and sisters, it's very easy for us to open our mouths and say whatever we want to say. And sometimes we're proud of this. Sometimes we're proud of the things that come out of our mouths, knowing that we shouldn't be saying them. How many times, perhaps, have you heard somebody say, I'll say it to his face. He's a this, this, and that. SubhanAllah, that's nothing to be proud of. That's nothing to be proud of. Brothers and sisters, if you say something out your mouth, and it hurts your brother or your sister in Islam, or not even in Islam, it hurts the feelings of the other person, this is something you'll have to answer for on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Whether it's true or not, it's something we're going to have to answer for on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And if you say the same thing behind their back, again, that's something you're going to have to answer for on Yawm al-Qiyamah. At-Tirmidhi has related an Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, that upon occasion he said, Ya Rasulullah, hadithni bi amrin at-tassimu bih. Sufwan, upon occasion, he said to the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, he said, give me something in the way of advice that I can hold on to. Advise me, give me something that I can hold on to. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah said, Qul Rabbi Allah thumma istaqim. He said, say, my Lord is Allah, and then hold fast to that. Hold fast to that. Hold fast to your Islam. Sufyan, he then said, Ya Rasulullah, ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayya. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you fear most for me? All of us, we know this hadith, but wallahi, we should pay attention to it. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you fear most for me? فَأَحَادَ بِلِسَانِ نَفْسِهِ ثُمَّ قَالْ هَذَا. All of us, we know this hadith. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he grabbed his own tongue and he said, this is what I fear most for you. So what about us, brothers and sisters? How many of us are at the level of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in? None of us. And how many of us were much more careless with our tongues than they were? Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. Upon occasion, a man, he saw Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhum, and Ibn Abbas, he thought nobody was looking. Ibn Abbas, he was holding on to the tip of his tongue, like this, holding on to the tip of his tongue, and he was scolding his own tongue. SubhanAllah. He was scolding his own tongue while he was holding it. And this is what he was saying. He was saying, woe to you. This is what he's saying. Woe to you. He's talking to his own tongue. Woe to you. He said, say what is good and you will benefit from it. Say what is good and you will benefit from it. Or stay silent. Don't say anything and you'll be safe. You'll be safe. So this man, he's seeing Abdullah ibn Abbas, he's doing this and he says, yeah, Abdullah. He said to him, what's the matter that I see you holding your tongue? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, how many of us have seen this before? Probably nobody, right? Nobody talks to their tongue. But this is what he was doing. Ibn Abbas, he said, it's reached me that the servant of Allah, it's reached me that the servant of Allah will not be angrier with anything more on Yawm al-Qiyamah than he will be with his tongue. The human being, he will be so furious at his own tongue on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Why? Because of all the trouble that it will have gotten him into on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So brothers and sisters, let's watch our tongues. Let's watch our tongues. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything. If you suspect something about your brother or your sister in Islam, keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. And many times this is one of the things that we do. We think something, we think we know something about somebody, and so we share it with the people. I think so-and-so this, I think so-and-so that. Wallahi, brothers and sisters, when we open up our mouths, we're showing the people and we're bearing testimony against our own selves about what's really in our own hearts. And many times it's not good. Many times it's not good. Anas ibn Malik, radiallahu anhu, he says that upon occasion, some of the companions, they were sitting. Some of the companions, they were sitting, and a man happened to pass by, and this man, he gave them salams, assalamu alaikum. He greeted the Muslims. And the Muslims, they said, wa alaikum salam. And this man, he kept on going. As soon as he left, one of the Muslims that was there, he said, I don't like him. This is what he said, I don't like him. The rest of the Sahaba that were there, they said, be quiet. Be quiet. Wallahi, why are you saying this? Somebody's going to go tell them. This is what they said. Be quiet. Why are you saying this? And then one of the people, they got up and they went to tell this man. They said, oh, so-and-so back there, he said he didn't like you when you walked by. This Sahabi, he was upset. He got upset. He went to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and said, Ya Rasulullah, this and this happened, and this man, he said that he doesn't like me. Rasulullah, call him. Call him and ask him why he doesn't like me. Why did he feel the need to say this in front of the people? So Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sent for the man, he said to him, why don't you like so-and-so? Why did you say this in front of the people? So this man, he thinks he knows something. He says, oh, Messenger of Allah, this man, he's my neighbor, and I know him better than anybody else. Oh, Messenger of Allah, he said, I have never seen him pray any extra salat. I have never seen him pray any extra salat except for the five salat that everybody prays. The good Muslims and the bad Muslims. So in other words, he's trying to put him down. So this Sahabi that he's talking about, he says, Ya, O Messenger of Allah. And he turns to the man to respond to him. He says, have you ever seen me make an improper wudu? Have you ever seen me make an improper wudu? Have you ever seen me delay the salat? This man who spoke bad about him, he said, no, I haven't. So then this man, you'd think he would have stopped. But no. Then he says, oh, Messenger of Allah, I'm his neighbor and I know him better than anybody else. He says, oh, Messenger of Allah, I've never seen this man give anything to a poor person outside of the zakat that everybody gives. The good people and the bad people. SubhanAllah. I've never seen him give anything extra other than the zakat. This is what he says. So this Sahabi that he's talking about, he says to his neighbor, he's confronting him. He says, have you ever seen me turn away anybody who came asking for something? His neighbor says, no. You'd think he would have stopped. No. Then this man, he says, oh, Messenger of Allah, I'm this man's neighbor and I know him better than anybody else. He says, oh, Messenger of Allah, I've never seen him fast outside of Ramadan. I've never seen him fast outside of Ramadan. So the Sahabi, he says to the man, he says, have you ever seen me not fast except that I was ill, I was sick, or I was on a journey. Have you ever seen me not fast outside of that? The man says, no.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turns to this man and he says to him, he says, now I think that he's a better person than you.
Now I think that he's a better person than you. SubhanAllah. This man, thinking he's putting down this other man, in reality all he's doing is putting himself down. Showing the people the reality of what's in his own heart. SubhanAllah. How many of us, we do the same thing though? How many of us, we think we know the people? And so because of this, we talk about them. Oh, so-and-so, he's this. So-and-so, she's that. How many of us, this is what we do?
Brothers and sisters, if you don't have anything good to say about your brothers and sisters in Islam, keep it to yourself.
Wallahi, you may think you know something. The truth is, you don't know anything. You may be putting down somebody who's higher in the sight of Allah than you.
What will you say in front of Allah tomorrow? Upon occasion, Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he found Abu Bakr Siddiq. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, he was like alone in a room. And Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu anhu, he was pulling on his tongue. He was pulling on his tongue. And so Umar, radiallahu anhu, he says to Abu Bakr, he said, what are you doing?
You're pulling on your tongue?
Abu Bakr Siddiq, Abu Bakr the truthful, he said to Umar ibn Khattab, it is this thing that has caused me so much trouble. It is this thing that has caused me so much trouble. SubhanAllah. And this is Abu Bakr Siddiq.
What about us?
What about the trouble that our own tongues are going to get us into on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, beware of your tongue because it's dangerous. Beware of your tongue because it's dangerous. He said, your tongue is like a snake. And so many people have been destroyed by their own tongues. So brothers and sisters, my nasiha to myself, before I say it to you, is let's watch what comes out of our mouths. Let's watch what comes out of our mouths. Be careful before you open your mouth to say anything. Upon occasion, Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu anhuma, he said that there was a group of them and they were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were like walking with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says that they smelled something nasty. They smelled a foul odor. They kind of, you know, the wind, it carries the smell. And they carried the smell to them. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the Sahaba, he said, do you know what that smell is? And the Sahaba said, no, Messenger of Allah, what is it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the smell of those people who are backbiting. That is the smell of those people who are backbiting. They're talking about their brothers and sisters behind their backs. So brothers and sisters, what about us? How often do we do that? We smile in each other's faces, but as soon as we turn the corner, we're talking about them. We're talking about one another. And we're saying bad stuff. So brothers and sisters, I advise myself as well as you, let's watch the words that come out of our mouths so that on Yawm al-Qiyamah, our tongues will be a source of benefit for us and not a source of punishment. أقول قول هذا استغفر الله ولا أقول الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه He said, سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن أكثر ما يدخل الناس الجنة. Abu Hurairah says, the Messenger of Allah, he was asked about that thing which will enter many of the people into Jannah. Those things which will enter many people will be the cause for people to enter Jannah, paradise. May Allah make us from those who enter paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, taqwallahi wa husnul khuluq. He said, having the taqwa of Allah, having the mindfulness of Allah, and good character, good behavior. وَسُئِلَ أَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْخِلُ النَّاسِ النَّارِ And then the people, they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, what's going to cause many of the people to enter the hellfire? Why will most of the people enter the hellfire, oh, Messenger of Allah? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ الْفَمُ وَالْفَرْجِ The Messenger of Allah said, the mouth and the private parts. This is why the majority of the people will enter the hellfire.
And subhanAllah, we should reflect. What did he say first? Al-famu, the mouth. This is what's going to cause many, many of the people to enter the hellfire. May Allah save us from that. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises us in the Quran, and this is from the mercy of Allah, that He warns us ahead of time. None of us can say on Yom Kippur, oh Allah, I didn't know that was wrong. Oh Allah, I didn't know I shouldn't do that. Well, if you read the Quran, it's right there for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَا يَقْتِبْ بَدُّكُمْ بَدَّهِ أَيُّهِبُّ أَحَدُّكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ الْمَيْتَ فَكَرِفْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah says, and do not do ghiba, do not backbite one another. Do not backbite one another. And then Allah asks us a question. Will any one of you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? Allah says, don't backbite. And then Allah asks us, would any one of you like to eat the flesh of your dead brother? And Allah says, you would hate it. You would hate it. And wallahi, here's the truth. How many of us would like to feed on a dead body? Nobody. It would be the worst thing in the world. But Allah is telling you, that's what you're doing when you're backbiting one another. You're eating the flesh of your brother. You're eating the flesh of your sister. And Allah says, and have the taqwa of Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah. Have the fear of Almighty Allah. And verily Allah is the one who accepts the repentance. And He is the most merciful. So brothers and sisters, if we make riba, if we backbite one another, if we do anamima, we carry the story from one person to another. Man, I just heard this. Let me tell you what's happening. Let me tell you what I heard. If you're doing this, if you're talking bad about your brothers and sisters in Islam or outside, maybe not even Muslims, if you're talking bad about them, brothers and sisters, fear Allah. Fear Allah and remember the example that Allah gave. Upon occasion, there's a story, and all of us, we know this hadith. There was a sahabi by the name of Ma'iz bin Malik. Ma'iz bin Malik. And Ma'iz is that sahabi who did zina. He did fornication, and he came to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh, Messenger of Allah, everybody knows the story. I committed zina, punish me. Purify me, actually, that's what he said, purify me. And the Messenger of Allah, he turned away. He didn't want to hear that. And so he kept insisting, oh, Messenger of Allah, I did zina. I committed fornication. Punish me or purify me. Give me the punishment so I will be purified. And the Rasulullah, he tried to find every excuse to excuse this man from that. Maybe you didn't know what you did. Maybe you think wrong. Maybe you didn't really do the whole thing. And the man insisted, he insisted, he insisted. So finally, Rasulullah, he said, take this man and stone him because that's the punishment. So they stoned this man. They stoned this sahabi, radiallahu anhu. After they stoned him, the people, they're walking, and the Messenger of Allah, he's still there. And he hears two people talking. Two people talking, and they think nobody's listening. And these two men, they say to one another, did you see the case of this person? Did you see the case of this person? Allah hid his sin, and yet he insisted on bringing it up. And so he got stoned like a dog. SubhanAllah. He got stoned, he got hit with rocks like a dog. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say anything. But they kept on walking. As they're walking, they came to the dead carcass of a donkey. A dead donkey. The Messenger of Allah said, Aina fulanun wa fulanun. Where is so-and-so? So these two men, they were brought to the Messenger of Allah. Rasulullah said, dismount, because they were like on camels or something. He said, get down and eat from this donkey. Eat from this donkey that's dead on the side of the road. It's like roadkill. These two men, they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, may Allah forgive you. Who would want to eat from that? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you backbit your brother, you ate something that was worse than that. When you were talking about your dead brother, you ate something worse than eating from that dead donkey. SubhanAllah. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect. This is what we're doing. We're doing something worse than that. When we backbite one another, when we talk about the Muslims behind their back, when we say anything about our Muslim brother and sister that they would hate for us to say, it would bother them if they heard that people were saying this about them. So brothers and sisters, once again, my nasiha to myself before I say it to you is let's watch how we use our tongues. Before we go to open our mouths, let's think, is this going to help me when I'm standing in front of Allah, or is this going to hurt me when I'm standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us all to guard our tongues. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins. And I ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on us on the day that we meet Him and to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah. ربنا